You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, April the 20th. The 76ers came off a 128-108 victory over the Miami Heat in Game 3 down here at America Airlines Arena in Miami. Now, look, tonight was all about Joel Embiid, really. You know, Embiid came back after missing 10 games. He finished with 23 points. He had 7 rebounds. He had 4 assists. He had 3 turnovers, but he had 3 blocks, and he had 1 steal in 30 minutes, 21 seconds. And, you know, the thing that everyone's going to talk about is the fact that my man looked like a superhero with his mask. He had, like, a gray mask, right? And then it had, like, a little, visor it looked like. It was like a visor there where it was like a lens, and the lens kept popping out. It was just different. I keep saying like because, you know, I keep trying to like describe it, but it was different. And I'm not mad at him because he looked kind of good in it, actually. But Joel Embiid showed why he's regarded, in my opinion, one of the top 5 players in the league. And I know people say, what are you talking about, Pompey? You know, he's definitely a top 10. Some people say. I say he's a top 5. And the game basically was won by him. His team was leading by 7 points late in the game. And then all of a sudden, Embiid just goes on a personal 7-0 run to put him up 14. And then next thing you know, the lead widens to like 20. You know, it ignited his teammates. You know, and it was him. I mean, that's what big-time players do. This was his first playoff game. First ever playoff game. It was on the road in a hostile environment. And he stepped up and played his butt off. I mean, he did. I mean, he had to use 3 different masks because the visor kept popping out. But he stepped up and he played. You know, now, another thing about the Sixers, this was a character builder for the Sixers. You know, let's keep it real. They were recognized as a good athletic team, but their toughness used to be questioned. You know, when they went up against physical teams, you always questioned how they were going to answer back. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of those times when they were getting bullied and getting bumped around, Justin Anderson didn't play. He was either injured or he just didn't get a DNP. This guy was bringing the nasty. You know, he and Dwayne Wade got into a little altercation. Dwayne, grabbed his arm, kind of slung him down a little bit. Justin got right back up. The next thing you know, then Justin, had a hard foul on Hassan Whiteside. You know, he reined a 3 over Wade. You know, he just brought the nasty. And then we all know about Embiid. I mean, think about it. Goran Dragic and Marco Bellinelli, they get double technicals. Dwayne Wade, Justin Anderson receives double technicals. You know, Ben Simmons and James Johnson received double technicals. The Sixers didn't back down. They didn't. You know, there was times before where stuff, altercations would happen, and I'm like looking like, is somebody on the Sixers team going to step up and deliver the other guy a hard foul after they saw their teammate, get dang near decapitated? And they didn't. But tonight, please. I mean, everything Miami did, they came back. I mean, and it was funny. Like, one play, Justin Anderson took and blocked Embiid's shot. Embiid elbows him, knocks him to the ground. Anderson yells up at him. Then Anderson comes down. Embiid blocks his shot. Embiid yells back at him. And not Justin Anderson. I'm sorry. Justin Winslow. I messed that all up. Winslow. And so, next thing you know, there's a break in action. Winslow walks over. I'm thinking he's going to yap up to him. And he's going to, you know, continue talking trash. And he gives him a fist bump. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, it's telling me that the Sixers are gaining respect. But I do expect that game four down here to be just as physical. I think that, you know, it's going to be a lot of trash talking, a lot of trying to get in Ben Simmons' head, get in the MB's head, probably get Justin to try to do something that he doesn't want to, you know. The one thing is, I will say, is that before the game or during the shoot-around, Brett Brown said that he was going to play Markelle Fultz a lot. It didn't happen. I mean, Markelle played 4 minutes and 21 seconds. He didn't attempt a shot. He had 2 personal fouls, 1 assist, 1 rebound, and he was negative 9. He was the only player on the team that had a negative rating. This is a tough situation because I think that he can play. But the last 2 games, he just didn't get his number called. It's got to a point where they would go with TJ McConnell. Now, again, you got to look at it this way. The Sixers really are going to play 8 guys. 8, maybe 9, right? But then what they do is they have TJ McConnell and Markelle sharing minutes as the 10th. So it's like, you know, you look at Justin Anderson played 9 minutes, 18 seconds. So Markelle Fultz played 4:21. TJ McConnell played 5:29. So, you know what I mean? You look at that, that's dang near close to 10 minutes between the two of them. So, you know, it's like they're splitting time compared to like what all the other reserves are. You got Amir getting 13:52. You have Marco played 32 minutes and 55 seconds off the bench. That's a lot. And then you have Ersan played 19:42. I would expect him to play a little bit more, but you know, he was 3-for-5 shooting, 2-for-3 from threes, you know. But, you know, I kind of think that the Sixers are getting their groove back. You know, and Embiid kind of basically forced their hand to play him. It worked out for him, and it worked out for the Sixers. And, you know, we'll see what this team can do on a Saturday night. I expect them to win that game. And I wouldn't be surprised if they lost Tuesday in Philly. Just because, you know, they'll probably be up 3-1 and all excited and whatnot and let one slip away. But, man, they look good tonight. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.